them. Hello, 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 hello. It's Flat Day with Bob and Ray coming your way, Cab. For the next half hour, with the music of Ken Wilson, the Hammond organ, Bill Green, and the Hammond piano. I said Hammond organ, but that isn't, of course. That is a Wurlitzer, mighty Wurlitzer. The mighty what? Kilbride. Kilgan. Would you spell that, please? You're only saying it that way because you rehearsed that and you read it. You couldn't say that ad-lib. Now, say it again. Where's Ray? Is he somewhere in the vicinity or is he busy? He probably doesn't even realize it. Here it is, 1 o'clock. And here we are, back on the air. Just as at 1 o'clock this morning, we were at the casino at Magnolia. Time goes so slow until you get back to bed and get caught up on sleep. How much sleep did you get last night, Gooney? About 2 hours? Less?
Less than that, I'd say.
I think we probably have established the endurance record for radio performers.
I think so, Bob. Do you remember when Milton Berle was on the air for how many hours consecutively? Something
about 16 or
what
17.
What was he doing at the time?
Cancer.
I forget how many hours he was on, but he was on a day and a night. Another day, I believe. Mm-hmm. Right straight through, which is amazing. It's a funny thing, isn't it?
Funny thing just how much the human constitution
looks. Oh, yes, of course. Well, we had a wonderful time.
We did have a wonderful time. Yeah. And Sammy looks younger every time we see him.
Renewing all our old acquaintances up there at the beautiful casino last night.
Making some new ones.
Yes, it certainly was.
It was a financial pleasure. However, someone did get hold of the Bob and Ray collection boxes before we got there.
Well, either that or people just went up on it because...
They hadn't been prepped in the thing enough.
The take was very, very small indeed.
So the next time we go out, we'll have to work on it for more weeks in advance.
I think so, Bob.
And tell everybody that...
And at least put the Bob and Ray collection boxes in more prominent places.
Tell them what those collection boxes look like. I think that might help.
Well, what they look like, friends, is it's the shape of a wallet, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, plastic.
And it's plastic, and you can just put in anything you want.
We have made tests with it, and in paper money it will hold just about $800, I think.
That's if you squeeze that last $100 bill in there.
Yeah,
It won't take 800 $100 bills.
No.
We've discovered that.
It'll take 8 $100 bills.
Yeah, very, very easily in the room for change.
Change you can throw along in. And if you're sending these in by mail, please have enough postage on the package.
Well, I think that's enough commercial for now.
We only have two today. We've got to get in some kind of a commercial for ourselves, I suppose.
How you been, Ken?
Well, thanks.
You look much better than either Bob or myself.
And it isn't very often you'll hear us say that.
It isn't very often it's that way.
It isn't very often we can say that.
No. How have you been, Bill? Have you really? You still playing over at the Hotel Stanley?
You know, I saw an advertisement in the paper this morning, and I wish I could remember.
Yes, Bob.
The exact outfit it was for.
What? Mm,
but
yes.
it was promoting Johnny McAteer.
Oh yes. Mm.
America's newest band sensation.
Oh, New England's
top band attraction.
Name band.
Yep. Johnny has his own orchestra now, huh? I guess he has had it.
Johnny McAteer is a very excellent piano player.
We missed Johnny last night.
Bill knows it too.
We had a good piano player.
In fact,
what was his name?
Johnny admires Bill's piano playing very much.
Yes, they admire each other's piano playing. But they're jealous.
Behind each other's
back. You should hear the things that Green says when he thinks McAteer isn't listening.
What McAteer says.
He is? This weekend?
Johnny McAteer is going down to your house? What a gambler he is.
Oh, he likes to live dangerously, that McAteer.
Oh, boy. A piano player visiting Bill Green. He should live so long. And he'll live probably about 2 hours, I'd say.
Is he bringing any of his setters with him? I don't mean his family. I mean the dogs. He did?
Another letter? I got a letter this morning. And I'll have to answer that before we leave this afternoon, Bob. It's a request for both you and I. Oh, it's for you and I.
You mean I'm not in on?
Yeah, you, Bob.
You and Green?
No, it's
you and me.
No, it's you
and you and I.
All of us. No, it's you and I. See? And, yeah, you and I are, certainly.
And we're answering the request, are we?
We hope to this afternoon.
Oh, excuse me, the door is ringing. Well, I guess it wasn't. I thought there was someone out there. It wasn't.
Well, I didn't think there would be today.
Well, it's rolling right along. If you think this is slow, it gets much slower as we move along.
You fellows, I hope, plan to play four songs tonight.
I understand their first arrangement is based on Till Eugenspiegel's Merry Pranks doth play.
And, Ken, have you made arrangements to play four songs today? Bob and myself.
Certainly hope you have.
Kind of like a little going-away present for the weekend.
Something we can remember tomorrow before we come back in Monday at 7 o'clock.
How about that? Would you play your first number? Bob and I...
Let's just try it on for size, shall we? We can dance.
Excuse me, I'm not my glasses. All right.
A cigarette. He says, I only have one to get back to Nantasket. You mean you're not going to shell out for a
maybe some one of these days. At least the gasoline has been coming in here every day.
You know, I don't think you've been told, but you've got to make a good impression.
He hasn't proved himself to me yet.
Working on this program.
You haven't impressed us at all, Bill.
Why don't you sit down today? We're both tired. You fellows have had a good night's sleep. Pull up a chair and sit down. We'll have a round table discussion, shall we?
On any subject at all.
Because so many people have asked that they hear more from Ken Wilson and Billy Green.
Just pull a chair right up here, man.
You don't have to ask, Mr. Blaine.
I think it's high time we got around to letting them say something.
I believe so. And I think we'll let them take over the whole program, too, as a matter of fact.
Here's your microphone, Bill, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Ken's over there, number two.
This afternoon, I thought we'd discuss, gentlemen, various subjects that have come into us through the mail, things that are...
Don't
worry,
all for it. Follows.
Somebody close the window, please.
Where?
All right, now, who's going to cut this thing?
This is a highly educational talk we're engaged in here.
Oh, I see.
We want to debate the feasibility...
Yes, right.
And I say that advisedly, and at some future time I'd like to talk at greater length on this particular side issue.
Yeah.
Better have. WHDH in Boston.
Right on, sir.
Therefore, I'd throw the thing open to Mr. Wilson. You have the floor.
Well, just what is it we're going to discuss, sir, before we pitch into it?
The feasibility of it.
The feasibility of what? If I may be so bold.
Scott, that's the part of the question I didn't come in here.
You mean we don't have anything to discuss?
Well, we should have. Let's think of something disgusting. Discuss yourselves.
Let's talk about Leo Egan.
No, absolutely not.
No, no, why talk about leaving?
No, people have just eaten lunch.
That's right.
That was Bill Green, friend.
That
was me, folks.
What's up for most of the minds of people these days?
It isn't Leo Wiegand.
I imagine paychecks and food. If you're going to mention sports, Leo,
you're way off on that.
All right.
Raise your
that off voice microphone you hear is, I mean, that off microphone voice you hear.
What was your subject, Leo?
What's uppermost in the minds of people?
Well, what is?
Oh, try and find out. Tear it apart.
Other people. That was Ken Wilson. Break
it up. That's one thing about Leo. He comes in and he's a big help.
And he gives a lot of good suggestions.
Leo, we should take the elevator shaft down.
Excuse me, I think Bill Green's going to say something.
Your coat's on fire.
Well, I know that.
That's how
I know it.
Yeah, we know that, okay.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Why, George, I didn't know my pant leg was on fire, though.
That's a different story. It's a horse of a different color.
Ken, you haven't added much to the discussion. Why don't you say something?
Ken doesn't have anything to say, Bob. He's talked himself out. This morning, he was talking for 2 or 3 hours steady.
Were they at classes this morning?
Yes, he was conducting a class in music and harmonics in here.
That is the exact subject of our lecture today.
I don't believe the management knows exactly that Mr. Wilson does carry on his Saturday mornings with classes. And
well, none of the management comes in on Saturday mornings.
No, and...
And he has the whole place to himself. He takes over.
He has about 100 students come in here, and they use all the offices. I hope the boss is listening.
I hope he is,
too.
The place is crowded with these students. And he puts about
30 in each studio and runs from one studio to the next.
Yeah, but we pick up the sandwich papers and bottles of milk afterwards.
That was Ken Wilson, everybody. That was one of the best remarks made on this
And you make quite a lot of money selling that.
I do pretty well from a loot standpoint.
But incidentally, we thought we'd sit down and describe Bob, harmonics, and music generally this afternoon for a few minutes, one of our first subjects.
Tell me, in that laughing samba, you've got harmonics in it.
Yeah, we let a few stay in.
Is it true, Ken, really, that there are harmonics in every musical composition, or is that just a lot of nonsense?
No, that's the truth, Raymond.
It is truthful, Ben. Yeah. You do have harmonics.
Yeah, they're as necessary as holes in the head.
For instance, if I...
That was Ken Wilson.
They know what, Bill.
Believe me, some musicians add nothing. I've got news for you. We were dying slowly ourselves, but you've capped it.
Friends, you might as well tune into something else from
here. There's nothing else on the radio anymore since the FCC cracked down.
That's right.
All the other stations have gone off the air.
We're pretty scared about our piano and organ act.
That is,
The headlines last night said all prize programs to be taken off the air. And
yours is a prize, all right.
I always looked at your program more or less of a lottery.
You mean people take a gamble?
People gamble when they tune in on the program.
Well, I disagree with you. I have looked looked at their program as a big pie.
Get away from there.
I look at it as a big pie, one that should be divided amongst us all.
Oh, wouldn't I love to push his face in that big pie right now?
One of the best things about our morning program is we have the world's greatest announcer.
That's right, and I'll back that.
Who's
right
now.
What's his name?
Oh, you.
Me. I'm handling it very capably.
Well, if we do have all this dead air, Green, maybe you have a suggestion as to what we could use to fill it.
What can radio do to fill it?
Different?
Now that all these programs are on the way out, or ostensibly so.
I'm trying to get the management to take over a pretty good idea, but they haven't accepted it yet.
Will you tell
it's
us
a
about
program, it? Yeah, it's a program where a fella picks out a bunch of phonograph records. And just before they play each record, he announces the title. And you might call it an hour of gramophone recordings.
Yeah, and he gives some little pertinent information about each record.
And then if you have any commercial announcements, you put them in somewhere between the records.
You could call them spot announcements.
Yeah.
If you haven't got an announcer, if you want to really build up a program, you could... good idea would be kind of descriptions, you know...
Oh, I don't think that's not feasible, Leo. Not in radio city.
Speaking from a hidden microphone backstage, friends.
Another thing, I think that we could fill in
four of these gooks.
So many people, you know, buy newspapers. Am I right?
Yes.
And a lot of people buy the Herald Traveler. I thought I'd mention that right now. My name is Goulding. I just said everyone buys the Herald and Traveler. My name is Goulding. Now then, why couldn't we? Now, I know this would be a daring thing for us in radio to attempt.
I know what you're going to say.
Would be to gather news and have such things as news broadcasts. What do you think of that?
Astoundingly great drink, please.
Certainly. Want any salt in that?
No, I'll take it straight.
So what do you think of that, friends?
Write in your opinion. Just say yes or no on your postcard addressed to paper.
You know, there's another thing that's being ignored. There aren't enough nature talks on radio anymore.
I think so, and for that very subject we have brought along today, Dr. Arthur Beach.
Thank you very much.
Interesting discussion.
I should like to discuss this afternoon several rare birds that I have received.
Well, in particular, Dr. Beach, the bird life along the Amazon.
Yes, the rare Ubangi bird.
Yes.
The rare Ubangi bird, of course, has a propeller-type wing.
Mm-hmm.
And his native...
Get yourself out of that if you can. I'll be there.
So long, everybody.
That was Goulding said that.
His native habitat is along the banks of the Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives on ground fish. That is, that's what he eats. That's what he survives on. He flies not
How
higher...
How does he grind them?
What do you mean, grind them, sir?
Ground fish are ground up, aren't they?
No, I mean ground fish. Those who stay
on
the bottom of the water, you see.
Oh, yes.
And eat the herbs and little fishes that live there.
All right. Yeah.
Now, this rare Ubangi bird that I speak of flies no higher than 6 inches off the ground. And is a dangerous bird to human beings. He will fight them and sometimes defeat them. The bird is only 2 inches long and a half inch wide. And yet is one of the most fiercest animals in this world.
I think you've let us in on a little-known fact of nature, Dr. Beach.
Thank you.
Excuse me, your head is smoking.
Well, that part's all right.
All right.
Sure.
And we'll look for another interesting chat from you next week.
And now I think we ought to devote the rest of the program to children.
All
a little
right.
children's program. What right. to do now that you're on your way back to school.
Oh, that's right. And
it's time to start thinking of your back-to-school kits.
We have just the commercial for you. It's Jack's Pirate Shop.
That's right, where you can buy registered paper balls, elastic bands with a guarantee, and blackboard and chalk.
You can also buy imitation Cynthia sweets, which are loaded with red pepper and black pepper.
Red
the day of the steeple gone in school.
The day of the steeple.
You know, the little steeples we used to...
Well, that's not
those are staples. You put paper together.
Oh, no, that's where you keep a horse.
That's right. You're right on that.
A staple. I'm sorry. Touche.
I never heard it called a steeple, Leo. Is that what they call them back in Buffalo?
Yes.
Well, they talk funny up there.
They sure do.
We used to shoot them through the green blinds to let the light in.
Uh-huh. That was Leo Egan, everyone. What school was that? Night school, Leo?
That was in ye buildings on ye hill.
I see. How far in school did you go, Leo? Did you go through the grade school?
I matriculated through the regular procedure of the elementary.
You did?
Yes.
You would get a refund, Leo. Honestly.
Leo was in the third grade for 4 years.
He should get a refund.
They didn't want to put him in the next grade with his grandfather.
Actually, I skipped a grade.
Did you?
I made grammar school in 7 years.
Congratulations.
I know it's quite a while
ago.
Well,
I understand you spent 2 years in the fifth grade. Is there any truth in that?
I spent 4 years in algebra, I'll tell you.
What
that.
Was your average mark in sandbox, Leo?
Pardon?
Your average mark in sandbox.
Sandbox?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I always excelled in that.
Did you?
Go ahead, really, Leo. Canada, say something in algebra for us.
In algebra?
Sure. I guess you didn't study it very well.
I guess you didn't soak up very much of that knowledge.
The radius of the lateral unit of the rectangle.
Okay. If you want to hear more of this, friends, listen to the ball game this evening.
Fortunately, friends, the script for this program will be available for those of you who want it.
Simply write to Library of Congress, Washington, Illinois. I think that's where they are.
That's where we'll have them send it anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right, here's Ken and Bill at the organ. Yeah.
No, I think we ought to discuss some more subjects.
All right.
What other subjects? Oh, this afternoon is the day of the abbreviated ball game in Washington when the Red
yes,
Sox...
Yes, I'll be glad to tear that apart for you.
Okay, go ahead, Leo. Before you start, Leo, I'd like to tell you that you're on fire.
Oh. Oh, I am.
Well, what are you going to say, Leo, about this abbreviated ball game?
Well, to tell you the truth, I...
You must have been going to say something about
it. The game will start in 10 minutes, and I should be in there. Over the West Coast Network, it doesn't go.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there.
Yes, and I think the Red Sox should pick up another half game on them leading Yankees this afternoon.
Maybe
they're leading 8-3, going into the top half of the seventh inning. Am I right, Leo?
Top half of the seventh, and Chuck Stobbs was on the mound, folks, at the time when that break...
Get your hand away from that, Mike.
Chuck Stobbs was on the mound, throwing him in
yes,
at the point when that game was called, And unfortunately, because he pitched Wednesday night, he is not able to be in there today. However,
just a minute now. Don't break up.
Joe McCarthy has nominated Mel Parnell, who pitched the regular game today, and I believe he is going to start him in the extra game too.
Well, try and get a hold of yourself, Leo. Let's not break up now. I think you'd better see me in my office after the program. I think you'd better see me in my office after the program.
Hold on inside, and please don't touch the microphone. The high slider.
Excuse me, Bill. Are you planning on playing any music? I don't want to interrupt you.
Definitely is. He is taking his position on the podium. Well, I've got to clean that. I dropped the Coca-Cola this morning.
We're backstage, friends, the Metropolitan Opera Company. We're about to discuss the great opera, Il Trovatore.
I'm speaking to you from Box 44.
Il Trovatore.
Well, I'm not going to say anything because I can't see a thing from here.
Il Trovatore, translated, is, of course, the cockroach. It's the story of a Spanish toreador named Igor.
All right, girls, you're ready now. Pretty good, pretty good.
We return you now to Washington.
Here in Washington, there's no more light on the news at this particular point.
Turn on the switch. What's the matter with you,
Spook? Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Okay, W.W.
And I return you now to New York.
Here's Ken and Bill, those magic men of music with a sweet arrangement of Sweet Lorraine. Take it away.
Tie game. Well, a simple thing.
Going into the 18th inning now. 200 McGee coming out. He has no hits and four trips.
Will deliver an Admiral television
console. Whoops, he got hit on the head
without any obligation, without delay, and without a penny's cost to you. Did you get all that, friend?
Excuse me, Bob is talking. I'm sorry.
Not just any television set.
No, of course not.
Not a small table, Mike.
Not any television set.
But Admiral Television, one of America's top brand names. It's nationally advertised from coast to coast. You simply phone Richmond 2-1750 now. Special operators are in attendance.
Hello?
Arrange for your free home trial now. You name the time when you want your set delivered. The House of Television...
What time did you say?
The House of Television...
Well, we ain't going down there. That's when I eat.
They'll have it in your home right on
time. I've got that installs them.
Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television
we
for yourself.
We've got good performance. You should judge it.
The price is only $229.95 complete.
Incidentally, friend, you can have it $22.95 down, and the rest spread over 8 convenient minutes.
Well, it's over 2 years you can have it if you want it. But right now, it's yours absolutely free, without cost, without obligation, just a plain free trial in your home. If you call Richmond 2-1750, that's House Television Richmond 21750.
That's becoming a very famous telephone number. It's becoming as famous as number 10 Sounding Street.
Murray Hill 89933.
Remember those good old days? Honor City, Dayton. So much for that.
We had a phone call from Hot Dog Anderson, did I tell you, before we came in here?
Oh?
We haven't heard from him for how long? About a year or so?
I don't know. It's been... No, it hasn't been.
He threatens to come in at some time.
Oh, no, no. Run and lock the doors down.
Well, he won't be in today.
That's all right.
But maybe next week he might.
Uh-oh.
And they have a big celebration down there. Great big...
Well, what are they celebrating?
Somebody got married this morning.
And they're celebrating?
Yes. They're having their reception at the Bit of Sweden.
Well, that is a nice little place he has down there, and we're going to bill him for this course.
Sure.
Say, friends... Would you stand by for a moment, please, while Bob plays the trumpet momentarily?
Stand back. Here I go.
Friends, I want to talk to you about something.
Get real personal on this, will you?
A field, friends, of the fastest greyhounds ever matched.
He means every word of this, too.
We'll go to post tonight. In the featured ninth race at Wonderland Revere. A Revere course event. Now, it'll bring out Heath Holland back.
I'm alone.
World's record holder for the distance.
I love you.
Again, in competition with Refreshing, who, now listen to this, Refreshing only last Wednesday tied that very record. Now, here's the complete list of entries. Alexa, War Relic, Rosie Future,
boy,
Charlie Chap,
wow,
Tom Hussey, you and him.
Hold it.
What?
Tom Hussey is running at Wonderland?
Well, that can't be right. There's a night game. It
must be a misprint.
he just runs on the day game.
The times are sure.
Revere Special, Refreshing, and Heath Hollenbeck, and you and him.
That's Green and me?
No, that's the name of this particular dog. So, see this great race and 9 other all-star contests tonight at Wonderland.
Call him you and him because he has 2 heads.
Post time, first race, 7:45. Daily double closes at 7:30. Revere is near, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted 3 parking lots are provided for those who drive.
Excuse me, I believe there's a message coming in on our ticker right here.
All right. 2-1.
You steal the beat on Leo.
See the great Saturday night racing show tonight at Wonderland Revere.
And try the hot dogs down there.
They're good.
What do we have at 1:30? Anything special that requires attention? 1 minute.
Right there, Bob and Ray. I'll be back again Monday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Hang by your thumbs if you can work for sure and right. This is WHDH in Boston.
Remember the name of Lydia Pinkham, whose medicine for women brought her fame.
Ladies, on certain specific days, do you, like so many women and girls, suffer from backache, headache, feel so miserable, weak, strangely restless, and nervous due to this simple cause?
Then listen. Try Lydia Pinkham's tablets to relieve these symptoms.
Lydia Pinkham's tablets do more than relieve such pain.
These remarkable tablets also relieve accompanying nervous tension, irritability, and crankiness of this nature.
Many wise women take Lydia Pinkham's tablets regularly to help build up resistance against such